Mussar. We've been discussing the sugya on Daf Lamed. Thursday shir, we had a couple of kashas in different parts of the Gemara and the Rishonim. So I first want to clarify and to try to answer a few of those questions before we go weiter with the Rabbi Natan and the Rig. We mentioned the Gemara has a machlokas hamaron whether lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni is kosher or not. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's possible because of mitzvah ba bavera, that even though on yom tov sheni you don't need lochem, it's a mitzvah ba bavera and therefore it's possible. And Shmuel says no, that there's no psul of mitzvah ba bavera, so therefore it's kosher b'yom tov sheni. So the first issue that we addressed is what is Shmuel talking about? Does he deny mitzvah ba bavera in ganzen? Seems very difficult. He just denies the whole klal. So truth be told, by the way, if you saw the Ravid was going on the Baal HaMor, on the next sugya, so the Baal HaMor happens to say just that, that Shmuel perhaps denies the whole din. Maybe he denies mitzvah baba there, and that's why he says, Luluf HaGozo B'yom Tov Sheni is kosher, because there's no problem. There's no need of Lochem B'yom Tov Sheni. The psula mitzvah baba there never existed. So he says that the whole thing is not a problem. That's the simplest problem, Shmuel, but it's very simple, but it's a big chiddush. So it's not what most of the Rishonim want to say, but that's what the Baal HaMor suggests. So we offered a few other interpretations. Tosfos writes that Shmuel agrees to mitzvah b'aveir, but he says it only applies to mitzvahs d'oraisa, not to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And since lulav b'yom tov sheni is a mitzvah d'rabbanan of zecher l'mikdash, so therefore the psula of mitzvah b'aveir doesn't apply. That's what Tosfos wanted to suggest. We talked about that at great length. What does it mean, etc. The Bnei Yeshua offered a different pshat that Shmuel agrees that there's a psula of mitzvah b'aveir, but only where the Aveira actually enabled the mitzvah. And how do I know if the Aveira enables the mitzvah? That's if you don't have any other options. If you don't have any other options, so dafka through the Aveira can you do the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah above Aveira. But Yom Tov Sheni, you do have an option. What's your option? Shaila, right? A lulav shol works beyom tov sheni since you don't need lochem. So Shmuel says, once you have an option that you can use a lulav shol, then you can use a lulav hagozel as well. Ah, it's a mitzvah above Aveira? No, mitzvah above Aveira is only a psul. If the Aveira enabled the mitzvah, that means you can't get to the mitzvah without the Aveira. But if you have an option, then the Aveira didn't enable the mitzvah. So therefore, the mitzvah is going to be kosher. It's not going to become possible through the Aveira. And this is the other option that we had with Ashman. And then there was a Meiri, comment of the Meiri Sochim. Naftali Ginsberg was very fond of this Meiri. We spoke at great length about this Meiri. But the Meiri Sochim wants to suggest the difference between Matzah Shel Tevel as opposed to Lulav HaGozel B'yom Tov Sheni. That he says, a Lulav HaGozel B'yom Tov Sheni, there's no Aveira that you're doing. There's no Aveira that you did the Aveira already. You did the Gezel before. But you're not doing an Aveira now. That's not a mitzvah habab Aveira. As opposed to Matzah Shel Tevel, where you're doing the mitzvah and the Aveira with Asachas, so that's a mitzvah habab Aveira. That will be possible. So we were troubled. What's the Meiri saying? What? A lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni. I'm using the lulav. I stole the lulav, and now I'm picking up the lulav in the kind of mitzvah d'alaminim. There's no aveira involved in that hagbah. What's he saying? Chora, what he means is that I'm not mosif in the aveira. If I were to take matzah gzula and eat up the matzah, so there I am being mosif in the aveira. That's the gemara hagzela, because I can't return the matzah anymore. There's no possibility to be mekayim l'chiv hashol. But a lulav hagozel, I'm not mishana the chayfetz by picking it up. But the agbe nafagbe, I've fulfilled the mitzvah by picking it up. I still can return the lulav. So I'm not mosif or mechadesh in the ma'isik zeila. So therefore, the Meiri says, it's not a mitzvah above aveira, because I'm not doing the aveira b'shas the mitzvah. The Meiri's yisod is that it's not a mitzvah above aveira unless you're doing an aveira b'shas the mitzvah. That's what he holds. So by a lulav hagozel, I'm not doing an aveira b'shas the mitzvah. The aveira is long gone. I'm not being mechadish in the Aveira. I'm not doing a ma'isik zeila now. I'm just picking it up. It's not a ma'isik zeila. I have it in my reshus. I did the zeila before. If I had matzah gzula, so then I'm being mosif in the Aveira by eating the matzah gzula, because now I can't return the matzah. So that tosefis in the ma'isik zeila, that's noch an Aveira. That's a mitzvah above Aveira, because b'shas mitzvah, I'm doing an Aveira, so now my ma'isa is not defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. It's defined as a ma'isa Aveira. That passes the mitzvah. So that's why a lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni, he says, is not a mitzvah ba baver, because I'm not doing the aver b'shas the mitzvah. As opposed to matzah shel tevel, zot the meiri, there I am doing the mitzvah, b'shas the avera, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah, when I eat the tevel, it's a mitzvah ba baver, because the avera is coming b'shas the ma'isa mitzvah, I'm doing it simultaneously, So the mitzvah becomes possible through the aveira. That's the yisod of the Meiri. That Shmuel holds that lulav agoz beyom tov sheni is not a mitzvah above aveira because I'm not doing an aveira b'shas the mitzvah because the aveira is long gone. So there's no problem. Beyom tov rishon, it's not lachem. That's why it's possible. But comes Shmuel and says the din of mitzvah above aveira doesn't apply to lulav hagozel because when I pick up the lulav to be yotz mitzvah dalaminim, I'm not being mosif in the aveira. It's not a mitzvah above aveira because the aveira is not occurring simultaneously with the mitzvah. So we were troubled, but what's the Miri talking about? You tell me the mitzvah of Aver only applies if the mitzvah and the Aver are coming from Vasachas, so aren't you creating a problem over here? We know that if you have an Aver and a mitzvah Vasachas, we say that Asay is Dochalosa say. Suddenly the Meiri said the psula mitzvah of Aver only applies if the Aver and the mice and the mitzvah be'idna. I thought that's the other club. Right, I thought that if the mitzvah and the aveira come b'vasachas, then we say that the aseh is docha the lo aseh. And the Miri is saying, punkt fakert, that mitzvah of aveira only applies if the mitzvah and the aveira are coming b'vasachas. How can that be? How can that be? So I thought maybe the answer is based on the Rabbeinu David there in the Talmud. Take one of his questions. Rabbeinu David also asked the kasha of the Shagasai. Now, the Shagasai is bothered with this stira. On the one hand, we have a principle that aseh is docha lo saseh, and on the other hand, we have a principle that a mitzvah above aveira is a mitzvah psula. How do you reconcile both? Right? You have a mitzvah and an aveira. You're doing an aveira with the mitzvah. In one case, we say that the aseh is docha lo saseh. In the other case, we say, no, the lo saseh invalidates the mitzvah. So when do you say one, when do you say the other? So the Shagasai answered, it's all a function of be'idna, it's all timing. If it's bidden, if the aseh and the loseh come of asachas, then the aseh is docha lo saseh. If the aveira comes before the mitzvah, you created a chefta shel aveira, you did the aveira beforehand, then that will invalidate the mitzvah. That's how the Shagasai wanted to answer. Rabbi Nudovid gives a different answer. Rabbi Nudovid offers a different answer. And with the Rabbi Nudovid, we can explain to the Iri. Because the Meiri doesn't seem to be working with the Shagasai. The Meiri says, when is the psula mitzvah of Avera Shayat? That's when the mitzvah and the Avera are b'vasachas. Matzah shel tevel. The mitzvah and the Avera b'vasachas, that's a mitzvah habav Avera. How can that be a mitzvah habav Avera? We should say, asei dochalos asei in such a case. Because the mitzvah and the Avera are coming b'idah, they're coming b'vasachas. What's going on over here? So after Rabbeinu David Azor, this is in page Reish, in the Chidushei Rabbeinu David himself. He's one of the Gedolei Rishonim himself. He can't move. It's like he's one of the classics himself. Beyond the Rush and the Ran and the, you know, all the in-house Rishonim. He's a classical Rishonim. Classical Rishonim himself. So he says like this. Masha Amru Bedin Osi Ese V'dochi Lo Sasei Hu Kesha Ein Olav Avera Klam Ela Kesha Ese V'lo Sasei Pogin Zeh Bozeh B'mokom Shein Litvos Oso V'dobe Klam. When do we say that aseh is docha lo saseh? That's where the aseh and the lo saseh are pogin zebozeh. They're pogin zebozeh. They meet each other in a situation where it's impossible to be toe-faced the person, meaning to be dissatisfied with him. Right? You can't blame him. Can't blame him in any way. The aseh and the lo saseh are pogin zebozeh. It's not shayach to blame the person for violating the law in order to do the essay. What's an example? Could go mila b'tzaras. Shemiyesh lo tzaras b'makam ha-mila, ein litfos olav klum. You can't complain about the guy. Elo shubo lefoneinu, eze mehen yikai. Yadin olav, shiyavu esse, v'yidche lo sase. De ein lomar lecha, v'ein lecha lomar shuo se mitzvah b'aveira, de lese lelo sase klal, sharinita litchos v'bnei ha-essay. What's he saying? If you have mila b'tzaras, you can't be tofes the person. He comes lefoneinu, he says, which one comes first? Does the essay come? Or does the los essay? What should I do? So he says, you can't say it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. He's doing an essay. He's doing a mitzvah ba'aveira. No. In this case, where the los essay and the essay come, the los essay is less a klal. It's nitan lidochos b'vnei ha'asay. So the los essay is not there at all. He'll explain it if we continue. Shein zeke goes the lechol matzah or kaochol tevel shiye ifshir lasos hamitzah shelo ba'aveira v'hu osa osa ba'aveira. That's the linchpin of his regard, right? This is not similar. Case of mila b'tzaras, It's not similar to matzah gzula or matzah shel tevel. There, it's if shalasos hamitzvah shelo ba'avera, he's doing it ba'avera. He doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah through the tevel. He doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah through the matzah gzula. He could take a different matzah. They're not inextricably linked. The mitzvah and the avera are not inextricably linked by matzah shel tevel or matzah gzula. Mashen kein by mila b'tzaras, there's one makom amila, there's one orla. Is a tzaras on the orla. He can't do mila without taking off the tzaras. There's nothing you can do. The lav and the aseh are kruchim zeh bozeh al karcho. Al karcho, the lav and the aseh are kruchim zeh bozeh. He doesn't have another option to do it a different way. It has to be that way. If it has to be that way, zok the Rabbeinu David, the aseh is docha lo saseh. The lo saseh doesn't exist for makom aseh because there's just no other way. There's a mitzvah to do. Aye, but he has to be docha the lav. No, that's what the Torah says. Yovo aseh v'yidchel. Lo saseh. If there's no other way to do the essay without being docha lo saseh, then do it. Just do it and be docha lo saseh. But if you have an option to do it a different way, then we don't say that you docha lo saseh in order to do the essay. Do it in the other way. Do it in the other way. That's a mitzvah ba'aver. It's almost like efshalakayim shnei. Right? If it's efshalakayim shnei, if you could do the mitzvah in a different way without being docha the lav, then the Torah says you can't be docha the lav to do the essay. That's a mitzvah ba'aver. Just one second, let's just get his other example. By Sadim Mitzitzis, you got a beged of Pishtun. We know that the Tcheles has to be Tzema. It's not only a color, but it has to be made out of wool. So that Tzitzis, that string has to be made out of wool. So if you have a Sadin, we talked about this, Sadim Mitzitzis has to be Kilai. It has to be Kilai. B'chein Sadim Mitzitzis, Eino Osa Avera Klal, there is no Avera. In this case, you can't be Makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis without being docha the lav of kilayim. So the Torah says, be docha the lav of kilayim to be Makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it's just impossible. It's Eifshel Lakayim Shneim. You can't be Makayim the mitzvah without the lav. So in that case, the Torah says that you're docha the lav of Nevi Aseh. But if there is another option, if there is another option, then you're not allowed to be docha the lav just in the kindly assay. That's a mitzvah b'aver. Because the aver is causing the mitzvah, and you have an option. So then you're not allowed to do it. That's l'chora, what the Me'iri is saying. Me'iri is saying, in the case of lulav ha'gozel, I'm not doing an aver with the mitzvah b'chalal. I did the aver a long time ago. That's not a mitzvah b'aver. Mitzvah b'aver means I'm doing the aver simultaneously with the mitzvah. But I'm doing the aver simultaneously with the mitzvah in a way in which I really could have avoided the Avera, could have done the mitzvah in a different way. Dr. Miri, in such a case, that's a mitzvah habab Avera, and that's going to pass on the Avera. So that's why by matzah shel tevel, it's bevasachas, I have a mitzvah bevasachas, let the aseh be docha the los aseh. No, here I have an option. I could be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, not with tevel. So if that's the case, it's going to be a mitzvah habab Avera, to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with tevel. Okay, that could be a way to explain it. Yes, Michael.
So, can we say by, I feel like when we mentioned last time, it was more that like the father had a heifer to wasn't necessarily, he didn't necessarily need to be.
That was because the Gemara at one stage in Shabbos and Kuflan Megimel said that if it's a Dovah Shein Meskavin, then it's Mutter anyway. That's what we were saying. So the father is considered a davar hamechaveh because he wants to be metar the neged tzaras of the son. He wants to cut off the tzaras. So the heter of davar hamechaveh doesn't apply. That's why you need the pasuk bisar. It's a ribui that teaches me that the aseh is going to be docha lo saseh over here. I would assume that it's also because it's a davar mechavein. There's an avera. So come kamashal in the pasuk, you can do the mitzvah here.
What were we assuming? Were we assuming that it was usher to do the mila, or was usher to do the mila in that case, it would be usher
to do the mila because that's a davar mechavein that he's actually coming to be matar the tzaras. So that's mamish what the pasuk besar comes to tell me that I say is docha lo saseh, and he's allowed to do the mila.
The way I understood it was that he was doing the tzaras and he could have done the mila without.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think you have to cut it. Talking about Chaygana, that the tzaras is on the orla, you can't do the mila without being retired in the tzaras. So that's the mashmalam of the pasuk that you're allowed to be docha the love in order to be kind of yes.
We had
Shai Zari
and Sally Gold, we give an answer for Tosos. He said, so let me ask, how come Tosos doesn't answer this? So the Kodesh Shari Sari is giving three answers. Why Tosfos doesn't say, and the last one was this point? Or
it's Efsher. Efsher to do it through some.
You're only saying
with Matzah Shel Heter. Right. Right.
So is that the same answer as Sabina Dovah now? Or is there a difference between that Shari Sari and
No, similar idea. That's a very similar idea. And that's the whole shaila. Is it called Efshe L'Kayim Shneim in a different Heftza? Right. If I were to have Matzah Shel Heter, that's called Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. That's what the Rabbeinu David basically seems to be saying. Right? That if it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, then you don't say Asei Docha Lo Sasei, but you might say it's a mitzvah of Aveira if the Aveira and the mitzvah are coming with Basachas. Okay. Yes.
At the end of the Sidi on Thursday, Rebbe said that maybe when there's a chafsa shal aveira, we won't say asay dofer lo sasay, so we're not saying that pshat anymore.
It's another pshat. Okay. It's a possibility. I'm suggesting something different over here, but that's it. That is a possibility, 100%. Okay, that's in terms of shmur. Okay, then we pedal back to the beginning of the sugya. The Yochanan holds that. That lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni is possible because of mitzvah b'aveira against Shmuel, and the Gemara is trying to prove what the mocker of mitzvah b'aveira is. Right, so it proves it from carbon. V'aveisim gozel b'yasa b'iseach, gozel b'mi b'iseach, takanta. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that adam kiyakrev mikem. The pasuk says that you need mikem by a carbon. So. If the carbon is gozel, if the carbon doesn't belong to the gazlan, then he certainly can't be yotzei his chiyuv carbon. No question, because adam ki yakrev mikem. But says the Gemara, it sounds like you can't be yotzei with the carbon hagozel. Gozel dumi de bisach, less like takata. Sounds like even after yiyush, you can't be yotzei with that carbon hagozel. Now, if it's after yiyush, what do you have? After yiyush, what is it? It is mikem, it is lachem. Right? After Yush, the Gemara is assuming after Yush, how can you be Yush? Then it's yours. So if it's yours, what's the problem? That's the Gemara's setup, right? The Gemara says the pasuk says Adam Kiyakim Mikem, that you need Mikem, you need Lochem. We're familiar with such a concept, right? The carbon has to belong to you, but yet it sounds like Vaveisim Gozel Vesef Yisef Ezechola, that Gozel is going to be possible whether it is Mikem or not Mikem. Whether it's Lifnei Yush or even La'acha Yush, where it is Mikem, nevertheless, Gozel is going to be possible for Hakrova. How can that be? Says the Gemara, it must be. It's a mitzvah b'aveira. That even if the carbon is Lochem, but if it came to you through Gezel, it's a mitzvah b'aveira and it's going to be possible for the carbon. So the Gemara is now extrapolating. This is the key point. Listen up, this is the key point in the whole sugya. The Gemara is extrapolating from carbon to lulav. They're not exactly the same thing. But the Gemara is extrapolating from carbon to lulav. Or say better, from carbon to lulav agozel b'yom tov sheni. Lulav agozel b'yom tov sheni. Carbon needs mikem. It's got to be yours. Lulav agozel b'yom tov sheni. Lo tzarech lachem. Doesn't have to be lachem. This is not beyond the vision, it's beyond the shame. Oh, but the Gemara is saying, Vavesem Gozel, meaning Gozel is bad, Gozel is posel akrava. Afilu la'achar yush. The Kani. The Havi Lachem. Lama Pasal. If it's Lachem, why is it Pasal? Must be, it's a mitzvah over there. So that conversation now can apply to Lulav as well. That Lulav Agazel B'yom Tov Sheni, even if Lachem isn't necessary, is still a psul of mitzvah b'aveira. The Gemara is saying, just like in a case where you need lochem, But if you have lochem, it can still be a mitzvah, baba avera, if it came to an avera. So too, lulav agozel b'yom tov sheni, where you don't need lochem. Still, if it's a mitzvah, baba avera, it's going to be pasul. So the comparison is between a case where you have lochem to a case where you don't need lochem, because it's doch nizel b'zach. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. Yes?
I thought we had said that for posos, this whole discussion is afil b'yom tov rishon.
It happens to be like that, but the comparison the Gemara is setting up is between Yom Tov Sheni. You know, for Yom Tov Rishon, once the Psula Mitzvah of Aver applies to Yom Tov Rishon, then it applies to Yom Tov Sheni. If it applies to Yom Tov Sheni, then it applies to Yom Tov Rishon too. But what are we originally trying to prove? We're trying to prove from Karban that even by Yom Tov Sheni it's a Mitzvah of Aver. But if Yom Tov Sheni it's a mitzvah b'avera, then why shouldn't it be a mitzvah b'avera b'yom tov rishon too? You don't need mitzvah b'avera b'yom tov rishon because it's possible midin lachem anyway. It's not
lachem.
Meaning, yeah. Rule of Agazel b'yom tov Sheni is talking. Okay, let's get this clear. We're talking lifnei yish in this gemara. Must be lifnei yish, and prove it to me. Prove to me that we're talking lifnei yish over here, because the gemara is contrasting Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. By Yom Tov Rishon, since it's before Yiyosh, of course it's possible, it's not Lachem. But by Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's Lachem Yiyosh and it's not Lachem, but you don't need Lachem, so Jimmy Kosher. Dr. B'yochanan, it's Lachem Mitzvah B'Aver, and that's why it's possible. That's why it's clear that Lulav and Karban are not the same case. Karban is talking L'Acher Yiyosh, Lulav is talking Lifnei Yiyosh, for sure. But by Yom Tov Sheni, it doesn't matter. Right, you get it? You harassed? You hear? You don't hear, okay. Hagemar starts off by saying, Kapasit v'tani, lo shnei yom tov rishon, lo shnei yom tov sheni. Lulav hagozel is posel, Mishnah says, and doesn't tell me, is it yom tov rishon, is it yom tov sheni? Bishlam yom tov rishon, I can understand why lulav hagozel is posel, because it's not lochem. Just 1 second. Stop right there. It's not lochem? Are we talking before yish, after yish? We must be talking before yish. Because after yish, it is lochem. Right, let's assume Yush Kedi is Kone at this point. Well, we'll embellish in just a moment. But let's assume that Yush itself is Kone by itself. Right? So after Yush, it is Kone. So that statement of the Gemara that Lulav Agozel B'yom Tov Rishon, Posha doesn't work, must be assuming that we're talking before Yush. If we're talking before Yush, so then you don't have the Lochem. So, but why B'yom Tov Sheni is a Lulav Agozel Posel, frag the Gemara? You don't need Lochem B'yom Tov Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a mitzvah b'avera. So even though you don't need lachem, the psula mitzvah b'avera will still apply. How do I know that? How do I know that the din of mitzvah b'avera applies where I don't need lachem? Well, what kind of a strange notion is this? If I don't need lachem, maybe there's no problem at all. So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you from carbon. Because by carbon it says v'aveisim gozel v'asapiseach, gozel is posel, and it sounds like gozel is posel, ben lifnei yish ben la'acha yish. Now just 1 second. There is a din of mikem by a carbon, it has to be lochem. So, if you need lochem, so then, how can the psul, right? If you're talking lifnei yush, that the pasuk vaveisim gozel is talking lifnei yush, I don't need vaveisim gozel. I know that the carbon is going to be pasul anyway if it's gozel, because it's not lochem, it's not mikem. So if it's not mikem, of course it's possible for the carbon. So why don't we need exeris hakaz of the novi is mechadish a new din that gozel is possible for a carbon? What do you need the din for? Mikem, right? Amar achmana mikem. So then of course it's possible. Most people talking la'acha yush, and la'acha yush it really is mikem. So the din daraisa of mikem is not going to be a problem over here. Aye, so why is gozel possible as a carbon? It's docha mitzvah b'avavim. So from that you see that even where lochem doesn't play a role, why does it not play a role? Even where lochem doesn't play a role, because it is lochem by carbon, it's after yush, nevertheless, the psula mitzvah b'aver applies. So the Gemara says, I can extrapolate from that to Yom Tov Sheni, even where it's not lochem. Right? By carbon, it is lochem. Carbon, it is lochem. But nevertheless, the psula mitzvah b'aver applies. So lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni, where you don't need lochem, the psula mitzvah b'aver will also apply. That's the equation that the Gemara is giving. Okay? That's the equation. Come to Rishonim and they try to understand that, okay, now that we have the equation between carbon and lulav, let's focus on carbon for a moment. What does the Gemara say about carbon? That if we're talking la'acha yush, hakanya b'yush. That's not at all pasha. The Gemara Bava Kama has a long dissertation whether you kone the Yush Kedi, a gazlan steals an object. And then the Bailam give up hope. So is the gazlan going to be kone the Yush? There's no Chiyav Hashav anymore. He's kone and he can be makdish and he can do whatever he wants. Is that really true? It's not pasha at all. So how can we just say over here that kanya be Yush? So it says Tosis right here, and others say this as well, that it's not kanya be Yush. It's kanya be Yush v'shinu Hashem. Meaning the Gazlan, after the Yirush HaBailim, when he's makdish the item, so now it changes its status. It went from chulin to hekdish. So since there's Shini Hashem as well, then it's not just Yirush, but rather it's Yirush and Shini Hashem, and Yirush and Shini Hashem is going to be kona for the Gazlan. That's Taisis. And in fact, Taisis goes so far as to say that the reason why the psul of mitzvah haba b'aveira applies over here in this Gemara, where kanya b'yirush v'shini Hashem, is gufa because the kinyan of the gazlan only occurred bishas haknosha, right? They were simultaneous. That's the whole problem, right? Since he's calling it to be yush and shin Hashem, and the shin Hashem is the shas haknosha, the mitzvah begins with the kinyan. The kinyan is the mitzvah is misayaya the kinyan. That's a very important notion that you'll see in the Rishonim. The mitzvah is misayaya the kinyan. The mitzvah is gomer the avera, so to speak. Right, because the kinyan gazlan is mishtalim through the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah b'aveira. But if you were to be kona beforehand, if you're kona with yush alone beforehand, or if you'd be kona with yush and shin Hashem before the hakdasha, or before the shas hamitzvah, if you'd be kona be yush b'shin Hashem before the shas hamitzvah, what's an example of that? Avankiri, right? Rav Huna tells the Avankiri, the merchants, make sure that the people who own the karka cut the hadasim off so that you'll be kone b'shini rishus before the mitzvah. Right? Before the mitzvah. You have a yush and a shini rishus before the mitzvah. Or you'll be kone, they talk about you, he should be able to be kone b'shini Hashem. It's because you're going to make the eged before the yomtiv. So you'll be calling it B'yush and Shini Hashem beforehand. In that case, says the Rishonim, that's no problem. It's not a mitzvah b'aveira. And that's why Rav Huna says to do that, because as long as you have the kinyan before the Shas HaMitzvah, then it's over. The aveira is over, and then the psula mitzvah b'aveira doesn't apply. It's dafka in our Gemara, since he's kanya B'yush v'shini Hashem, the mitzvah is misayeh the kinyan. The kinyan ha-gezel is completed through the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah b'aveira according to the Ri and Bava Kama and our Tosis and Sukkah. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosis and Bava Kama disagrees. The Rabbeinu Tam says no. He's trying to reconcile Shitas Ula, whether Ula holds Yush Kedi is Kona or not Kona. So, Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, I think Ula really holds Yush as Kona by itself. I have Yush as Kona by itself, so how do we understand certain statements of Ula that sound like Yush is not Kona? He says, no, come on. The Yush is Kona! Except Lagabi Hakrova. To bring as a carbon, Yush is not going to be enough. That's what the Rabbi Natan says. But Yush really is Kona by itself. Chiyav Hashava falls away, Bishas Yush. What's the Rabbi Natan? This is on Bava Kama Samazayim. We read it on Thursday. Rabbi Natan says, Bechol Mokom Yush Kona Rakla Inyan Carbon Mishum Dahavi Mitzvah Haba Baver. The only time that Ula says that Yush, it's not going to work as the Gabi Karban, because even if he's Kona, it's still a mitzvah haba baver. What raya would the Rabbeinu Tam have to his Yisod that even if you're Kona before the mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah haba baver? Chara'a wa sugya. Hakanya b'yush. The Gemara says that if it's talking la'acha yush, yakanya b'yush, and taka, it is mikem. So what could be the problem? Right, what could be the problem? Comes the Gemara and says, it's Dacha Mitzvah, Abba Avera. That's like the Rabbi Natan. That even if you're Kona B'Yush by itself, before the Hakadosha, there still is a Psul of Mitzvah, Abba Avera. So that's a good riot to the Rabbi Natan. If you hold Yush Kedi Kani, the Re will say, Tosas over here will say, it's no riot. You got the wrong Girsa. It's not Hakanya B'Yush, it's Kanya B'Yush and Shini Hashem. The only reason it's a Mitzvah, Abba Avera over here is because you're kanya only b'shas ha-gdosha, b'shas ha-mitzvah. But taka, if you were to be kona beforehand, if you're kona b'yush alone before the ha-gdosha, zom ta'isvis, that would not be a mitzvah haba baver. Because you're kone before this man akdasha, before the mitzvah. It's only if you're kone b'shas that mitzvah is going to be a problem. Rabbi Natan says, no, what are you talking about? Even if you're kone beforehand, it's still a mitzvah haba baver. Rabbi Natan and the Re, Michael.
Isn't our sugya within Rabbi Yochanan, who Toso starts off saying, you know for sure that he holds Yeish. Rabbi Yochanan's within Ula, the Argumar, he for sure holds Yeish, although it's not Kona.
Right, so if you could answer that question in some other way, he's saying, how could Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya from our sugya? Right. I mean, I hear, again, Rabbi Natan is saying a principle. I'm just bringing a raya from our Gemara. The simple pshat in our Gemara is like Rabbi Natan, but you're right. We're talking about different amaroim over here. So if you had a different answer to Taisa's kasha, so then the Rabbi Natan could fit into our sugya too. I hear. But in principle, the Rabbi Natan is arguing with our Tosa similarly. That's clear. Josh's question?
Yeah, so the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that even if you were cutting before the mitzvah, then it's still mitzvah about there.
Right. Let's get this clear.
Right?
And in Kona, B'yush, V'shinui Hashem, Lifnei Shas HaMitzvah Hakdasha, etc. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no mitzvah baba there. I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Tam says there's still a mitzvah baba there. Sorry. I just, you know, checking to see if you're there. The Re and Taisus and Sukkah hold not. If you're kona before the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of it. This is the yesod, this is the machlokes that we have to ponder. Right? Two cases. Lamanda omer yush kedi koni. Or, even if yush kedi is not going to be kona, but if you're kona be yush yashini Hashem before the shasa mitzvah, does the psula mitzvah above a bear apply? Not the read, Tosa says, no, forget about it, there's no mitzvah above a bear. Rabbi Natan says, no, it still does apply. So we suggested that the Rabbi Natan and the Re, the Pshuto, seem to be arguing about the old machlokas, what mitzvah b'aveir is all about. We said at first glance, Rabbi Natan is the more mistabe shita. Rabbi Natan is assuming that the psula mitzvah b'aveir means that if the aveir enables the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah becomes psula. So the Rabbi Natan says, I don't care whether you were kone or not. It's very nice that you're kone, but the reality is the aveir still enabled the mitzvah, so the psula mitzvah b'aveir should still apply. So what did you were kone in the interim? But the Aveir still enabled the mitzvah. What's the Re saying? Why would Tosfos and Sukkah disagree? The Aveir enabled the mitzvah, so why is the psula mitzvah of Aveir not deployed? So we suggested the Re and Tosfos might hold like the Reb Chaim, like the Rambam, like the other approach, that mitzvah of Aveir is a function of doing the Maisa mitzvah with the Chefza Shel Aveir. That if it's a Chefza Shel Aveir, then the mitzvah is always going to be psula, because you're not allowed to do a mitzvah with a Chefza Shel Aveir. And therefore, the Re and Tosis and Sukkah will say that once you're kone the object, it's not a chepetz ha-gozel. The shame gozel left. If the shame gozel leaves, so then it's not a mitzvah b'aveir, because you're not doing a mitzvah with a chepetz ha-shalaveir. It's not called a chepetz ha-shalaveir anymore, because it's not a chepetz ha-gozel. That's what we suggest. So the problem is twofold, both within the Rabbeinu Tam and the Re. Within the Re, we had a very simple question. That Tosis and Sukkah here is explaining like the Re, that the psula mitzvah b'aveir falls away once you're kone. And yet, Tosus up top, the first Tosus on the left, says that mitzvah of Aveir means that if the Aveir enables the mitzvah, it passes the mitzvah. So that seems to be a theory. Right? Because if you hold a mitzvah of Avera, passels the mitzvah whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah, so why does Kenyan change anything? We thought the Ri and Tos was down here, Tos was later on, are assuming, no, mitzvah of Avera means that you can't do a mitzvah with a Chefza Shal Avera. So the two Tosasim are not jiving, right? They're not going together. That was the simple kasha that we had. But the Rabbeinu Tam is also difficult. Rabbeinu Tam is difficult as well for two reasons. First of all, his lashon is a little difficult. Rabbeinu Tam says, "What's pshat in ula?" He says, "Ula holds mitzvah can be kani, but carbon is somehow different. Mitzvah is different. What does he say?" Omer Rabbeinu Tam, "To bechol makom yush kone rak leinyan carbon mishum davi mitzvah habavaver." There seems to be a word missing in the Rabbeinu Tam, right? He says, "Yush laolam is kone rak leinyan carbon." What? There's a word missing. Leinyan carbon. Ain't no kona, apostle, what? Just say something. Leinyan carbon, what? What's the din? He says it's a mitzvah of Avera, therefore what? Rabbi Natan sounds like he's saying that Ula holds Yush's kona, except Leinyan carbon, it's not kona, because it's a mitzvah of Avera. He's not saying rak leinyan carbon, it's apostle. He leaves out the word apostle. He says it's kona, rak leinyan carbon. It's almost like saying chomokom yish kona, ella leinyan carbon. It's not kona because the mitzvah habavaver, which really works out nicely with the lashon of ula in the Gemara. Amar ula minayin liyush she'eno kona shenemav aveisim gozel es abizeh bezachola. The makar of ula, right? Ula says that yush is not kona. Where? Zokter ben atam. This Gemara is not saying that yush is not kona. He's saying it's not kona by carbon. The lashon of the Gemara is eino kona. Ula holds Yush ain't no kone. Sounds like legabe carbon, it's not kone. It's kone in every other case, but it's not kone in carbon. Now, what does that mean? We were saying Rabbeinu Tam holds that Ula claims Yush is kone, but it's still a mitzvah of Avera, the mitzvah is possible. That's nothing to do with the Kenyan Shabbat. It's a psula mitzvah of Avera, but it's really kone. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't sound like that. It sounds like, no, the episode is a split within the Kenyan Yush. Ula holds Yush really is kona in general, but leinyan carbon it's not going to be kona. What kind of a strange notion is that? What's Rabbeinu Tam saying? That's kasha number one against Rabbeinu Tam. And kasha number two is on Gemara in Sukkah on the Avlam and Abbeis, the raya of the Ri. The Ri brings a raya that once your kona and the psula mitzvah babaver falls away, he brings a raya from the Avankari. Because the Gemara by the Avankari says, Rav Huna, I think Gemara is the kasha that why did Rav Huna have to tell the Avankari to let the owners of the field cut off the hadasim so that they'll be yush bailim in their hands and then shinu rishus in the hands of the Avankari? Hey, buklei, even if the Avankari cut it off, you'll still have yush in the hands of the Avankari and you'll have a shinu maisa, you'll have a shinu Hashem. You're not gonna have a shinu rishus in their hands. You have a shinu rishus in our hands, but for the Avankari themselves, that's a problem. They were the ones who cut them off. You have a yush bailim in their hands, but yush is not going to be kona by itself. So frek the Gemara, but you'll have a yush and a shinu maisa when you make the egged. You'll have a yush and a shinu Hashem because now it's called a hoshana, it's not an osa. So what could be the problem? Zokderi and Taisus over here, isn't that a great riot to what I just told you? That if the kinyan occurs before the Shas HaMitzvah, you do the Eger before Yom Tov, so before the Shas HaMitzvah, it's not a mitzvah b'Avera. What's the Rabbeinu Tam going to do with the Gemara? Rabbeinu Tam assumes it doesn't matter that you're Kone, Avel became the Psula Mitzvah b'Avera does apply. But what's he going to do with this Gemara? The Gemara sounds like if you have Yush and Shini Maiso, Shini Hashem, then there is no mitzvah b'Avera. Then it'll be perfectly kosher. That's against the Rabbeinu Tam. So there are kashas on both sheets. The kasha on the Ri is that our Tosu seems to take the approach of the Ri that if you're kone before the Shas HaMitzvah, there's no mitzvah of Avera. And yet, earlier on Daf Lamed, Tosu says the mitzvah of Avera applies whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah. So if it applies whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah, why should it matter that you're kone? That's kasha against the Ri. Against the Rabbeinu Tam, we have a kasha. We don't understand the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, that he says that Ula really holds Yish as kone, except by carbon, it's not kona. What do you mean, except by carbon, it's not kona? What does that mean? Well, what's more, how can the sugya of Lamed say that the avankari, that if you have yiush at the hands of the avankari plus a shini maisa or a shini Hashem before the zman mitzvah, then that's kosher? Right? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it should be a mitzvah habah b'aveira. Even so, because it doesn't matter that you were kohen already. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even after kinyan, it's still a mitzvah habah b'aveira. What's the answer? Let's take the Rabbeinu Tam first. Let's try to answer the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe tomorrow we'll look at the Ri. I'll throw out an idea and we'll develop it tomorrow. Maybe the Rabbeinu Tam holds the following. Rabbeinu Tam says that Rabbeinu Tam is not working with our Tosis on Daf Lamed. Right? We originally said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why the psula mitzvah of Aver applies even after your kohen is because he says whenever the Aver enables the mitzvah, then it's possible. Rabbeinu Tam really is learning like Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam assumes the psula mitzvah of Aver means it's a din in the chetza. You can't do a mitzvah with a chetza shel Aver. All right, if that's the case, what's the problem? After the kinyan, there's no shame gozel, so what's the problem? No. Rabbeinu Tam says that kinyan, yiush kedi koni means that it's kona, but it's only kona b'miktas. It's kona enough that it removes the chi of hashava from the gazlan. The gazlan no longer has a chi of hashava to return this object to the bialim because they were misyayish on this object. Now remember, you always have to remember that the gazlan still is chayav tashlum. Right? There's a chi of hashava, but there's a chi of tashlum. So even if somehow we'll get rid of the chi of hashava, that doesn't get rid of the chi of tashlum. He can't. I mean, that's a racket. You know, he steals an object, just waits for yish, and then he pockets it. He can pocket the object, but he has to pay money for it. He's still chayav. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, according to Ula, Yush is kona le'inyan zeh, that it's misalik the chi of hashava. It's shalo le'inyan that there's no chi of hashava. But does it remove the shame gozel? It doesn't remove the shame gozel. It's still a chayfet zagozel. It's a chayfet zagozel, but he doesn't have to return the object. The chi of hashava falls away because the bailim were misyayish on it. So once they're misyayish, you don't have a chi of hashava to return it to the bailim because the bailim have cut off their ties to the object. But is it a chevetz hagozel? It's still a chevetz hagozel. You stole the object. But what, magically, because you cornered the object, it's not gozel? It is gozel, the Rabbeinu Tam says. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, that's why it's still a mitzvah habav aveiro. Because even though I don't have a chiv hashava, yish kedi is kone le'inyan that it's misalik the chiv hashava, but it's not misalik the shame chevetz hagozel. It's still a chevetz hagozel. And because it's a chevetz hagozel, it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, the Rabbeinu Tam says. That's what Ula is saying. Yush kedi is kani rakli, inyan karbon. It's not kona. Because yush kedi kani means b'miktas. It's not kona kula. It's kona b'miktas, not kona kula. So you still can't use it for a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ba'aveira because the shame gozel is still there. So you're going to be doing the mitzvah with the chevetz shel aveira. If that's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, then the Gemara with the Avankri and the Aflam and the Bey is not going to be a kasha. The Rabbeinu Tam says that if all you have is Yiyush to work on, if Yiyush is what's being called over here, Yiyush is not going to remove the psul of mitzvah habav aveir. Because Yiyush only takes away, Yiyush is only kona b'miktas. It takes away the chi of hashava, but it doesn't make it shalo legamri. It doesn't take away the shame chepet sagozel. But there are some things that can take away the shame chepet sagozel. Like what? Shinui Hashem, Shinui Ma'isi. These are changes in the chepet. Ponim chadoshos bo'u lekan. This is a naya chepet. It's a new chepet, the Rabbeinu Tam says. You want to create a new chepet. You're not just going to be kona through yiush, but rather you're going to have a shinui. Shinui removes the shame chepet sagozel. If it removes the shame chevetz hagozel, then the psula mitzvah habav aveira is going to fall away. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam might hold that the psula mitzvah habav aveira has nothing to do with the aveira enabling the mitzvah. No, it's the Reb Chaim. That it's a function of the chevetz shel aveira. But the Rabbeinu Tam has a chiddush that he assumes even if Yush is kona, the shame chevetz shel aveira was not mistalik. Yush is kona partially. It's only kona le'inyan the chiyav hashava, that there's no chiyav hashava anymore. But it's still a chevetz hagozel. So the psula mitzvah above aveir would still apply. But the shame chevetz hagozel is there, but only until shinui. If you're kona with shinui as well, not just with yush, so then it's not a chevetz hagozel b'chlal. It's panam chadoshes bo'lokan. It's a different chevetz. So once it's a different chevetz, even the Rabbeinu Tam would say that the psula mitzvah above aveir is going to fall away. Take a look at the Ravid, you'll see. We'll be medayik from the Ravid. The Ravid Mamish has this pshat in the Gemara. The Chorah, the Rabbeinu Tam, is going to take the approach of the Ravid. Look at the Ravid and we'll compare notes tomorrow, and then we'll try to deal with the Ri to answer his Shita, and then in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll move on to the next Chalik of the Sukkah.